conversation this hour is all about mental health. And I don't think in the past century that the mental health of the entire planet was challenged the way it was during the lockdowns across the world. From just about February up until December of last year, some countries experienced one or more forms of restrictions that placed heavy burdens, not just financial now, right? Not just in terms of security, but also, as we've gotten to hear over the past few months, emotionally, mentally. The numbers of sexual abuses increased during the lockdown. Suicide cases in some countries doubled during the lockdown. We also had cases of spousal abuse, violence against children, also on the increase during the lockdown. Now, many criticize this particular or these reports as not being very well substantiated, because there could have been very many variants of factors to have also made those things increase. But one thing is very certain, that a lot of people were not happy from about March, April of last year. Well, if you were in Wuhan in China, it was obviously in 2019, November, December, even celebrations of Chinese New Year called off from that moment for months. Now, despite the evident and increasing need for mental health services, the World Health Organization, WHO, on Sunday expressed worry that governments across the world, not Nigeria, across the world, have failed to scale up investments in mental health amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, WHO's new mental health atlas painted a disappointing picture of a worldwide failure to provide people with mental health services they need at a time when the COVID-19 pandemic is highlighting a growing need for mental health support. Last year, there were videos from countries and pictures. I don't know if you got to see them. I did. I watched. In fact, it was on one of the news networks on cable television, of Italians who would come out on their balconies, the street where they would come out on their balconies, and then they would try to entertain themselves, to encourage themselves, to give them moral boosters. Some who could sing would sing. Others who could play the organ or the keyboard or whatever would play an instrument. We had opera singers give overtures. We have people send text messages saying, you know, let's plan to do this at 6 p.m. where everybody comes out, you sing a part and communicate with each other, since we can't be there and do that in person. We had groups who would take the risk to dole out food items. Sometimes, even in Italy, there were stories of priests who would take permission to go out on streets to pray for and with people, obviously without physical contact. All of these things went down during the lockdown. In Nigeria, particularly in River State, it was a little bit more difficult. I remember during the lockdown, I had a friend, a doctor, still have a friend, he's still a doctor, who went around. He was part of the monitoring, team for the COVID response by the federal government moving from state to state. And he texted me, or texted us in the group, and said he had never seen Port Harcourt like this. It was like a ghost town when the lockdown was announced here or enforced here. People would send us messages during our work periods, that period, right, stating how they couldn't eat. I don't know if you remember the story of a man who was, I can't remember if he lost his baby, but, you know, they needed to get out of the house because the wife was pregnant. Restrictions were terrible. Food was scarce. The worry, in fact, a lot of people were even worried about their children until much later when we could come out, and then the question was, oh, we cannot go to work. What about our children? Our children can't go to school. Parents complained about the immense pressure. They didn't realize how much work their teachers had been doing for them in raising their children. This morning, all things being equal, we should have a guest join us, a doctor join us this morning to talk about mental health. And my question today is, the mental health trivialized Nigeria? And I'll tell you why shortly. My name is June. Welcome to where the region has its best conversations. Very often, and I'm sure those of you who live in and around Port Harcourt have had experiences like this. I'm going to speak for those of us who live, permit me to, who live within this Rumosi axis, Choba and Rumokoro axis. Now, I remember last week somebody made mention of a mentally challenged woman who was running around naked in the parts of GRA, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, GRA phase 2. Now, I recently noticed one yesterday evening. No, she was not stark naked, but no, she was clothed. But, you know, you could tell. Now, what is worrying for me is that I see pictures, and I have friends who are abroad who also say, when they are in New York, they see mentally challenged people who have done drugs, and, you know, they are homeless and things like that. You know, the vagrants, you see them around, you know. But what is so unique about ours is that almost every single one of the mentally challenged persons that we have in River State and maybe even Nigeria, right, looks the same. Hair unkempt, maybe dreads, barefoot. Very rare before you get to see a mentally challenged person, you know, on the street who has shoes on. Very, very, it always blows my mind that even when I have shoes on and I know that the sun is intense, I still feel the heat. Yet these individuals walk on the streets, walk on tadros, sometimes even sleeping on the median. But we have gotten so used, I am putting my hand up, we've gotten so used to this that we don't seem to even care. We don't care. Or at least that's the impression that I get. Well, I put up my hand. I pretend not to see so my day doesn't go bad. Yeah, I'm calling myself out. This is me. When I open the phone lines, you can make a criticism and say, okay, if I'm wrong or right. But sometimes I just turn away. Before I open the phone lines, I remember I met a gentleman. I think he's a pastor, if I'm not mistaken, who started some form of foundation whose task that they put themselves to was to rehabilitate these mentally challenged people. He would take them, what we now know as madmen in this country. We use that term, madmen, but you don't mad, you don't Chris, you don't start. He would take them, feed them, and somehow, I don't know exactly how, but I have read and he has told me of a few that returned to their family. So, why is mental health so trivialized in this country? Is it when we get to stripping naked and walking around that people say, you don't spoil? What about those of us who, I say us because I'm inclusive, I won't deny this, who have insomnia, can't sleep well at night, who worry literally about everything, every day? And, I don't know, it's just a conversation you and I about to have. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. That's the female caller line. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. All right, and you can join us via WhatsApp, as I said, 0809-030-6416. Facebook is facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Why is mental health so trivialized in Nigeria? Why? Or is it an assumption? Do you think it is or it isn't? We'd like to get them here from you. Amino sends a message here. It says, Jew, good morning. The condition of our country can make people to run mad. We just have to pray and add God forbid each time we are praying, please. Aminu Sule Alpha. He says, So every time, but what about those people? Thank you very much for your comments, Aminu. What about those people who have already, as it were, gotten to the wrong end of the mental health spectrum? Those who have tipped the scale. Did they not pray? You know, did they not say God forbid? I'm very sure. In fact, let's be honest. I don't think anybody who's ever had a relative who is or was mentally challenged, right, ever had the notion that, it would be good to have somebody like this in our family. Yes, no problem. Or they probably say, how would it feel to lose my mind? But there are lots of Nigerians who have lost their minds, particularly in the last 1 year. During that lockdown, I remember receiving messages from men and women across River State that time, sometimes begging, Jude, I'm married, I've done this, I have this, I have that, but right now I cannot feed my family. That was a very common message. Yes, we know, and I remember there were a lot of people were being warned that time to be very wary of scam artists, con artists, you know, who would like to trick people into giving them money, both male and female. But there were very many people who were in that scenario who couldn't feed. Some people were literally stretching out Gary. There's a lady who sent a message to me that back then. What she was able to do was to stretch a cup of Gary, one cup, that's what we call the cigarette cup in Nigeria. One cup of Gary was what she was stretching for her and her two children for about 4 weeks. That's what they were doing. 4 weeks, because if you remember in Port Harcourt, there was an ease of the lockdown just before Easter. How many of you remember that? Now, even during that period, some people did not have money to go and buy food. They didn't have. Yes, you could come out, but there was no money to buy food. You want to buy, but you don't have the money. So why does it seem that those kind of people, we don't seem to focus on them? Do you think we trivialize mental health in this country?
Thank you, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Emmanuel. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. James.
Welcome.
This day time, I responded now, you're doing fine, if you're not doing fine, you don't mind to tell you, how are you? If I'm fine. But I'm not fine.
You're not fine.
She got the sound of my voice from you. Investigative burial, you know, I'm not selling my brother. I'm not selling you out of my pocket to take care of my family. It's difficult for me. I'm very straightforward with Nigerians. Who's never kept to me. It's okay with me.
When you become straightforward with whoever cares to know, let's say your people at church or your family, do they support you? Now I'm talking about financially, but it bothers your mental health. Who do you speak to?
You talk to this person, you bring the same version of how hard it is to you. You want me to help you this way, you give you a condition that you better not just ask him anything at all than to say, I need the help. Concerning my daughter. I talked to him, I'm a human at home. Each day I teach you to go to school, I'm crying inside of me. I'll stand in the door someday, I'll cry inside of me. The person went to say to me, I said, no, God, please don't allow this coming. Can they do this to be said to me, no, help anybody around me. That is difficult for me. This is sincerely, straightforward. If you ask me how I am, I'm fine. But it's not fine. Truthfully, not fine.
So maybe we should stop saying we're fine. We're not fine.
This is because I want to, like, to set up, okay, let me say, well, if you get this one, let me and my wife help to see anything that also can eat something from it. I will say, okay, go and borrow money from. I want to borrow money. The condition of giving to borrow money is so hard for me. I'm don't look for 80,000 naira to put up just say, no matter it, we put up all the management so that our children can eat from there and we can find something from there to pay the school fees. But no way to get this money.
Man, thank you very much for calling. In all fairness, I can't even continue a conversation with him. That's his airtime. Can't, you know, in all fairness, I can't do that. Doesn't seem fair. Mental health is a big problem here in Africa, particularly Nigeria, where everybody thinks as long as you are clothed, you are fine. There are many people who don't have not just enough to eat, but people who don't have people to talk to deal with life's issue. From broken relationships to job issues, Nigerians are suffering and, as Fela said, smiling. Kunle, Nigerians are suffering and smiling. Because that's what Kunle says. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 is the female caller line. Question for us this morning, like I made mention earlier on, is mental health trivialized in this country? Whether you are doing well, whether you are doing great, you know, at some point in time, you may have challenges. Fedro here says, many things cause mental problems. Just thinking of number of problems one has, and finding a way to solve them can lead one to losing his or her mind. Speaking of losing his or her mind, how many of you remember that story? It's not a story. It actually happened. That incident where somebody jumped from the Third Mainland Bridge, packed his car. There was a doctor, right? Yeah. Packed his car and... he didn't take a leap of faith. He leapt to his death. And you know, that's when people say, oh, mental health, okay, but people are, different organizations came across. But even with that now, you see, then we didn't even have the, what they call it, COVID-19 pandemic. We didn't. But now we did. We experienced it. We are experiencing it. Go for a break. We'll come back more on our conversations.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Yes, it's a mental health conversation this morning right here on Hello, Port Harcourt. My name is Jude. So we asked the question earlier on, is mental health trivialized in this country? We don't seem to take, or rather that's the notion that a lot of people have, having had discussion on them, that many don't take mental health issues seriously until you get to see somebody who has stripped his shirt off and then is walking barefoot across the road and is now eating from the bins, right? Right, that's when you say, ah, this one not mad, what's happening? Some will say, oh, it's because it's substance abuse. I agree that there are some of the mental health challenges that are probably induced by substance abuse or misuse. But what about those who are likely there because of a personal experience? There's an individual on the Choba stretch. I've not seen him move beyond Choba in the entire decade or so that I've been paying attention. I have never seen him anywhere else. He has dreads. He's a big fellow. And so one day when he was begging for food at the markets, I asked a market woman, I was curious, hey, this man, they always give him food. Say, well, so in ESA, now when in Go Village, ESA, they killing his wife and children. Say, now that dinner won't start. I knew of a lady here in Port Harcourt, not made up, here in Port Harcourt, Wumigbo, interestingly, years ago, this was about a decade ago, who was engaged to get married. And then just before the day of the wedding, I think it was 2 days before, the fiancé called it off, called the wedding off. The story had that there was no apparent reason, but it did stop there. A week later or two, the man goes to marry her best friend. And it started gradually from talking to herself, from bouts of mania. Then she would walk out of the house. They wouldn't see her for 2 days. 2 days turned to a week. A week turned to 2 weeks. Then she would come back home, have a change of clothes, sit down, eat. Then move until it became a stretch. They couldn't find her for months. Mental health. My name is Jude. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. Despite the evident and increasing need for mental health services, the World Health Organization, WHO, on Sunday expressed worry that governments across the world have failed to scale up investments in mental health amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in its new mental health atlas, the WHO says it was disappointed about the picture of the worldwide failure of providing people with mental health services that they need, particularly during this COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the Atlas is a compilation of data provided by countries around the world on mental health policies, legislation, financing, human resources, availability and utilization of services and data collection systems. Now, reacting to the new report, Director General of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom, said, "It is extremely concerning that despite the evidence of the increasing need for mental health services, which has become even more acute, good intentions are not being met with investments." Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Thank you, Zion. Good morning.
Good morning.
Honestly, this is a timely discourse. To a large extent, amidst the COVID-19 era, there are issues that have subjected a lot of us to such fate. In this part of the world, we trivialize it because we stigmatize or we tend to believe is a drug addict.
Okay.
Oh, you don't do something, they don't swear for reperculture. And maybe now we are input in hand, the thing don't backfire. Or it should also not be this Yahoo boys away the fake madness. These our thoughts have no choice than to keep a lot of force or subject also to realize such issue. Whereas of a real sense, a lot of us need mental therapy. We need mental health. A lot of issues have subjected us to it. Have you seen how some people drive on the street, on the road? You thought it's ordinary? No. Have you seen some certain fashion people put on and they say fashion trending? And you thought it's ordinary? No. Go to social media, TikTok, and all this other stuff. See what little children are doing now. Without being told, you know that this is pure mental disorder.
Okay.
Total mental disorder. And to seek help, or those to identify the cause and call them or get or reach out to them for help, also are not available.
Okay.
Where are the materials?
Yes. Now, you hit the nail before I was going to ask you. So, we already have a shortage of or a paucity in the quality of healthcare that we have. And to make matters worse, these mentally challenged individuals are not readily seen as serious cases. Like you said, because they suspect that they've done something bad, maybe it's drugs or evil hands and whatever. But what about those who are not yet on the streets pulling their shirts off or eating sand? What about people who are not sleeping well? When we ask, somebody made mention that in this country, and people ask, how are you? It is almost a norm for you to say, I'm fine. Do we start telling people to tell people the truth? I'm not fine. I've not eaten. Is that what we should be doing now?
Well, if you say it's not what you be doing now, if you start doing it, how are you? I'm not fine. When that person gives you the solution.
Oh, okay.
That is why the church tends to look at it that the only way to escape that responsibility is when they ask, how are you, brother? It is well. And whereas you and I know it is not well. But that is like a therapy the church brought in to the people or to their members. Whenever you are going through, just say it is well. If they ask you, how are you, say it is well. Don't confess negative thoughts. But I need food to eat. I am hungry. Hungry. I want to eat. It is not well. So we need to get to that point where professionals can come up and create an environment where people can easily express themselves and help and be offered. So let's leave the government, because the government has failed. There are individuals that have billions of naira in their accounts doing nothing. If only we can reach out to them to sell this idea. See, let's be honest, even in workplaces, we have issues like this. Sometimes it affects me. What, why do I take the lift and go, there's a floor in the place where I work, we call it Nigeria. That is top floor.
Okay.
You just view the city, and to a large extent, you see the greenish stuff, the air, everything, you just subside and you go down. Before it's even a director is coming up to you. I'm telling you. So it is everywhere. So if individuals can be taught to let, like last time we discussed about tourism.
Yeah.
One factor that tourism does is to treat you mentally. That is one area for mental therapy. You just go far away. Feel the ambience of the place. See the animals. Feel the natural touch. You come back home, you are refreshed.
Refreshed.
Sometimes you take a journey, just go to the village where there is no street, no noise, no music, no nothing. You just feel that natural village touch. Drink the water, feel the calabash. You come back home. And to a large extent, people say, where is the money? And that is where those monies that individual will contribute can now help. Oh, let us take you guys for a tour. Just take them on a cheap ride.
But
take them to the canal.
But that sounds like a bit of a utopia. I don't know of any country where people donate money for other people to go on holidays and breaks. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude. How are you?
Very well. Good morning. Welcome, please.
Okay, World Mental Health Day, which is yesterday.
Yes.
And already we're having a very serious issue in Nigeria. Plus the COVID-19 that increased the pressure of it. In Nigeria. Do we have the prevalence of mental health issues? Yes. What is the most significant in Nigeria? Depression. And what can cause depression? You and I know. Today we were supposed to have had strike on tanker drivers. That means that would have been a scarcity of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
We have been accepting that gas, cooking gas might be going to 10,000 for 12.5 kg. Amidst others plus insecurity, why would Nigerians not be depressed? Now, if you look at statistics, the prevalence of mental health in Nigeria is about 56.6%. And that shows that depression takes about 20.8%. Alcohol dependence is about 20.6%. Substance dependence is about 20.1%. And suicidal, 19.8%. And it goes on. All the things mentioned, Jude, from the earlier conversation, we see people who are snatching, we talked about jungle justice and all that.
Yeah.
Nigeria is sitting on a fireball when it comes to mental health. Now you come back to the government. Does Nigerian government allocate or have any policy for mental health? No.
Can we say no, honestly? Because I know that there are psychiatric hospitals.
I tell you no, Jude, and back it up with every stat. You see, I'm giving you figures. I'm not just saying them for sake. We've got less than 200 neuropsychiatric hospitals in Nigeria.
Those
are for those who have neuropsychiatric issues. That's full-blown mental health issues. But at most, let me give you an example. In 2019, the budget for mental health in Nigerian budget was about 33 million naira. And of that amount, which is not even enough, only 10% was released. So So how can you tell me now that the government is doing enough?
Wow.
You're saying wow. That's why I said allow me to give you the facts and the data, not because I'm just saying it for saying sake. If only 10% of that money was released, out of the 33 million that was not even enough for less than 200 cases and hospitals of neuropsychiatric hospitals in Nigeria, and World Health is already telling us Nigeria has about 66.6% of Nigerians suffering from the first stage of mental health, which is depression. That tells you that more Nigerians are mentally depressed.
So why apart from the structural flaws from the government here, even the people, even when you interact, I use myself as an example. A lot of the times when I walk on the street and I see some of these mentally challenged persons, I turn away. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, try not to spoil my day. But why have we devolved to this point of trivializing mental health? And now you are talking about depression. A lot of people are talking about jumping. We live in a country where 2 years ago people were jumping bridges, people are taking substances on social media live for other people to consume. Why?
The reason is because we've reached that point where we can no longer hide. You said something about how are you, everybody is naturally going to say fine. You know, I can tell you confidently that Nigerians no longer have that habit anymore to hide who they are. It's gone past that level. When you ask them how are you, people now are no longer ashamed or letting up the one who's out there. Things have gone bad. A lot of people are suffering from severe mental health disorders, ranging from lack of job, lack of proper amenities, lack of work to stay. The flood recently got a lot of people losing their life and hard work and properties, and miss a country that the economy is romancing with recession. So people are going through that. And then when you return back home, I also say that the marriage is another place where a lot of mental issues are being taken care of. You see a wife who tells you that, oh, my husband doing cuts, she loves me so much. When somebody comes close, he wants to protect me. A lot of men have psychotic issues. A lot of women have it. These are also part of things people should look into before they get involved in marriage. Because as you get involved with someone who has that trait, you're going to produce more offspring who have that. So if we try to say, oh, it is a lineage thing, I don't want to be involved, I don't want to talk about it, and like Mrs. Zion nicely said, when you see people going through something, say, it's not even in Nigeria, by the way, that's a state of mind, it's not in Nigeria. I remember when I was in Ghana, a lot of, when you see certain people who are going through, who are psychiatric patients,
yeah.
So there are only two reasons why you see psychiatric patients or people on the street. It's either they've abused substances, or they actually stole from somewhere where there's the African juju.
Yes.
And that's the issue. But it goes beyond that. Certain people have lived under pressure. Remember, they say Nigerians are the most happiest people under the circumstances.
15-20 years ago, that was the case. But not anymore. 15-20 years ago, that was the case from that survey.
That's what I'm telling you, that Nigerians no longer say, how are you? And somebody says, hi. We're no longer like that. We are done pretending. It is bare now. And Nigerians are telling you, almost the thing, not easy. Meaning, when you've reached that point where you can no longer bear, you are now about just... Have you ever tried just walking on the street, too, and somebody absent-mindedly bashes into you or hits you, and you politely, politely say, watch where you're going, and see the reaction that comes next. The person hits you violently, you are polite to say, sorry, please be careful. The person is ready to even want to stab you. That tells you the line. And when they say 56.6%, I can actually argue that it's a little bit higher than that. A lot of Nigerians are carrying a lot on their shoulders.
But that's a lot. 66.6, that's nearly 70%.
66.6% of Nigerians are depressed. That's according to data. But I can tell you that we have more.
Well, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to get to hear so cogent to report as this. Thank you very much for sharing this one. Wow. Okay, so I placed myself out there earlier on and I said, yes, sometimes I worry a lot. I do. And I can't say that I am depressed now. I know at one point in my life I dealt with depression. But now, more than ever, I'm looking over my shoulder sometimes and wondering who else is going through something that I don't even understand. We have a saying in this country that clothes covers problems. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line 0817-923-0009. I'd like to wrap up by reading some messages before we step out of the studio this morning. Good morning, Jude. This happening. Okay, all right. As it says, this happened in River State here. A chief from Mile 4, very popular man that owned the popular hotel, Mile 4, drove his Jeep to the Choba Bridge, called his wife, told her he's jumping down from the Choba Bridge. Still on the phone, he did. He took his own life. This happened some years ago. I knew him personally. Hi, Jude. The mental health of the policemen at USD Roundabout Station needs to be checked. There is a traffic gridlock at the Grey Road, and these men are busy collecting 50 naira. Kudos to the tax force. They are helping out with the traffic. Even in a conversation like this, somehow the Nigerian police force, some members get to be finger pointed. No. The Nigerian police force, you know, it is, because they're wearing the uniform, they're representing, they have the number. Yes, the Nigerian police force, finger pointed, fingered once again in conversations, interestingly. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us there, all right, and find a post, and then you can make a comment. Coming up at midday, as always, accurate as always, we'll have the news delivered to you, and then the sunny side takes over. Hopefully, more conversation on the subject matter to maybe liven your mood comes your way. But this is not to be a dour, but it is the reality that we really face right now in Nigeria. There's hesitation both on the part of government and I think on an individual basis to, as it were, speak about mental health issues. Depression has been on the boiler for a few years now. People are talking about it, which is good, but beyond talking, what are we doing? Someone said the churches have not become the therapist's couch for many a Nigerian, and maybe there is enough evidence to prove that. Just maybe enough evidence to prove that. It's truly, truly worrisome. Truly worrisome. Well, our first show for the day packs his bus here, right here on Hello Port Harcourt. Tomorrow, as always, Inside Rivers, we'll be looking at office issues. We'll bring out some interesting conversation when I take a walk around town, as always, trying to find out the very latest. And then we'll have discussions as well. Well, thank you very much. Look after your health, your mental health. Speak to people. Be open about it. Don't be embarrassed. No one's saying that you should go and tell everybody your problems, but it will be good whenever you have doubts, whenever you have challenges, to please put up your hand and say, I need help. Can someone talk to me? Can someone, you know, point me in the right direction? Please do so. We shouldn't wait till, you know, we get to see our friends muttering and, you know, they start to take their shirts off before you say the village people have come. Sometimes you can recommend a doctor, a counselor, something, just someone to speak to that person that you really, really care about. My name is Jude.